You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Ranked choice voting may be coming to your next election. Ranked choice is when voters can rank which candidates they prefer first, second, or third. The winner then gets calculated through successive tallies. It's a departure from the winner-take-all system most U.S. districts are used to. New York City is trying it in its mayoral race. It's supposed to chill out negativity and aggression in campaigns because candidates might want to avoid alienating another candidate's diehard stans. And it might even open up elections to a wider range of ideologies, giving third-party candidates a window of opportunity as everyone's third choice. But some argue that a more complicated ballot might make it harder for people with less education or language skills to understand the instructions to vote. If New York City's mayoral election goes well, ranked choice voting may be the way you cast your next ballot, too. Next, an observatory is spying on LA's carbon emissions from space, and its data could be used to impact climate change policy across the globe. It's not hard to believe, but Los Angeles produces the fifth most CO2 of all the cities on the planet. That fact makes it a perfect spot for studying the role humans play in climate change. And it's one area where scientists are using an instrument that reads sunlight intensity to determine carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere. The instrument is called the OCO3, and it launched a few years ago and is now mounted on the International Space Station. It's an improvement over its still-active predecessor, which is locked in a sun-synchronous orbit that passes over LA at the same time every day, meaning it can only check the city's atmospheric CO2 levels at 1:30 in the afternoon. Scientists are now looking at combining the strengths of space-based monitoring with other efforts. The goal isn't to replace other methods of carbon dioxide monitoring, but rather to figure out how to use them together to inform climate change policy across the globe. And on Wired.com, read the story of Jeffrey Fang, who thought he could outfox the gig economy. He was a ride-hailing legend, a top earner with relentless hustle. Then his minivan was carjacked with his kids in the back seat. He'll explain that bringing his kids along on a Saturday night shift made sense until it didn't, and that in hindsight, he understands that it really, really didn't. Read more about it on Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.